would be, you would, if you were talking about Eisenhower, you would call him Mr. Eisenhower, you'd call him
Chandler. He's a five-star, isn't he?
All right. And then below that would be
Colonel, Lieutenant,
and then
Captain, Lieutenant, Sergeant.
Okay. Somebody who presides over the court here would be a
judge.
County.
Judge. We are no county.
All right. What do you, now, a person who go to college to study.
There you go.
Student. Undergraduate.
Okay. Your children are, you know, younger students, younger kids, you call them just
pupils or students.
Okay. Private correspondence.
The secretary.
Then, you say Clark Gable was a good actor and Lillian Gish was a fine
actress. I was just an actress.
All right.
She wasn't a singer, was she?
When you I got you there. I go back further than you did.
You sure?
Anybody, you know, when you're passing the cars on the interstate, they also, they have stickers on their bumpers and says, "I'm proud to be." Proud to be.
Me. I don't know.
Or when you thought, when you think about the countries, the trouble other countries have.
I'm proud to be American. I'm already married.
Okay. Now, we mentioned yesterday names that, I mean, last time I interviewed you, names that whites and blacks would have. Any different social?
Oh, yes, we did. I remember.
Any different social groups or things like that? Other groups in the community that you knew about? What kind of kids went to your school?
Black, middle class.
Well, that group of people, of course, was
my peers.
Yeah, but they were rare in your, in other words, there weren't too many in y'all around.
What about community of?
Yeah. What about other types of people that would be at your school? I mean, other types of kids that you would know about at a school? Racial or religious groups?
We were all black and we were all Catholic at my school.
Any other?
In elementary, when I had gotten to college, high school, it was basically the same. College, there was a mixture of Indian, white, African, and of course, black Americans.
Indians
from India.
Okay.
And one Jew. He's from Jerusalem.
Okay. Names, have you ever heard names for these, any of these groups? What about Jews? What would they be called?
Jews, I guess.
Okay.
They have other names, but I don't really know, call what, them names.
What about whites? What would they call, what would folks call them?
A whole bunch of things. Okay, let's see. Honky. Poor white trash. Peckerwood, you know,
right.
Stuff there.
Yeah.
And everything but the child of God.
Especially what about different religions or Protestants, you'd say they were, or fundamentalists. Any different names for different types of religions?
Oh, different names for different types? Yeah. No.
What would others say about you, Catholics? Do they ever have names for y'all?
No, just Catholics.
Okay, Orientals, do you ever hear names for them?
Wait, let's see. Something about
or
Mexicans, I know they call spit.
Yeah.
That I do know.
Okay.
Did
you ever hear the names of Germans? What do they call them? Krauts? Have you heard that?
Oh, if I thought that was only during the war. That's where it was the Germans from the war.
Okay, names that y'all would call, like, you know, low Germans or Any names for them? Okay. What about Italians or Poles or Russians here?
Dagos. Or Italian.
What would Archie Bunker call a Pole? Or what would
Polanka.
Yeah, did y'all ever hear that here?
Mm-mm. Outside our trunks.
Mainly, we called people what they were. We always taught and called a person what his name was.
All right, we had a war fought the Cold War with the
Cubans. Wasn't it the Cubans?
Okay.
Russians? I don't know who we
fought. Russians or the. You ever hear names for Czechs or Lithuanians or?
They probably have them.
What about the English? The Englishmen? Ever named for them? Irishmen? Irishmen down in the Channel. What would they say for that? What would they call them?